This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of March the 23rd to the 27th. Last full week of March. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, where you can find the list of all these stories and the people. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the big news of the week from the world of News Talk Radio. And there are a lot of things going on that affect the business of News Talk Radio, but also our main mission here and on the air, News Talk Radio, is to go through the issues, the stories that have made it. And the number 10 to number 1 stories listed here, Michael's going to go through, and the people list as well. So I guess that's as we normally get started with that, Michael. Why don't we do the same? Let's be, even if there's nothing else normal, let's make that normal anyway.
Yeah, well, not much is normal in terms of this whole thing, but the coronavirus just seems to be dominating conversation on every single level. And are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, great.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, the technology of radio is going
to... I want to talk about that a little bit after you go through this. Yeah.
All right. At number 10, we have an issue that isn't really related to the coronavirus, the Great Barrier Reef bleaching and climate change. At number 9, celebrities with coronavirus, and that list just gets larger and larger and longer every day. Just found out Boris Johnson was diagnosed with it. At number 8, Defense Production Act, discussion about that wartime process to give the president power. At number 7, a marked increase in scams. There are scams everywhere surrounding this thing. At number 6, foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations. At number 5, social distancing and cultural changes. At number 4, the presidential race and politics. If you recall, we have a presidential race going on. Amazing how it's amazing, but you can be sure it'll be back. At number 3, the health care system. At number 2, the stimulus deal and financial markets. And number 1, the economy versus lives issue. And the people, we have James Dyson at number 10, number 9, Tom Hanks, Prince Charles, Idris Elba, and now more names. That's a crazy number 9 is basically celebrities. At number 8, Xi Jinping. At number 7, Jair Bolsonaro. He's the Brazilian president. And Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador in Mexico. Rand Paul at number 6. Number 5, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. Number 3, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Number 1, Donald Trump. It's all very fluid and unstable from minute to minute in terms of the conversation.
So do you know anybody, any resident of where you are in Florida or elsewhere who has passed because of the coronavirus?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't even know anybody who has it.
Hmm. Well,
or that knows they have it.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that as a as an indication of how serious I think it is. In other words, I'm not saying I don't know anyone who has it, therefore it doesn't exist.
No, I didn't take it that way. But
well, some people do. Some people do.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
But I do not know anybody personally that has it. Do you?
I thought I had it. Frankly, I had signs of it earlier in the week, but they were psychosomatic, as it turned out. My grandson was exposed to a youngster at school who had it, and as soon as my daughter told me that he had it, because I spent so much time with him, I started feeling run down. I had runny nose. I had some of the other signs of the coronavirus. Now, well, I just traveled across the country. Maybe that's how I got it. I was checked out. But what really set me free was when my daughter called and said the doctor, after he'd had a test, said that Miles did not have the virus. And therefore, and it was like a load being lifted off my shoulder. The point of me telling you that story is because I think a lot of people because just of the glut of information, misinformation. People think they may have it, or they go off the deep end thinking that they have it, and they don't. The other side of that is to be cavalier, not pay attention to personal distancing or physical distancing, which is extraordinarily more than irresponsible. It's criminal, because the stuff is as contagious as it is, and it is spreading. Look at your native New York City. What a mess.
What a mess. It's really scary. I know a number of people who have escaped from New York, and it really reminds me of that old movie, Escape from New York. and they got out, and thank goodness they did. New York is New York's a dangerous place to be in terms of bugs, germs, rats, and other vermin, even when things are good. You know, the population.
That's not to mention the two-legged vermin that are wandering around.
Well, it's a paradigm that is for another day and another time. I think most urban areas are unfunctionable in terms of traffic, in terms of congestion, in terms of transients, in terms of germs. You touch things. You sit on benches. You hang on to bars in the subway. You get on elevators, escalators. You're constantly coming in contact with the bacterial remnants of thousands and millions of people. It's disgusting.
You want to hear what a futurist told me this week?
Hang on to that point. 1 second. Okay. Let's not forget that. I want to comment on your psychosomatic conversation.
Okay, please.
There is a thing, you know, the phantom virus, and people are, you know, subject to being freaked out by this type of thing, and suddenly thinking, oh my gosh, I got it. This is a common syndrome. A lot of it is due to breathing bad air by being cooped up in air conditioning or in apartments, condos, houses, not getting out. But a lot of it is just the imagination. And there are other people do get colds, you know, you do get a sniffle. So people are freaking out about, you know, do I have it? And every little ache and pain. Tell me about your futurist.
Well, there were two things that came out of the conversation. I was trying to get this person on the air, and I wasn't successful, but I did have a conversation with him. And he said there were two things that were going to, perhaps three, that as far as that when the drama is all over, first of all, he thinks this thing may play through the summer, depending on where you are in the country. The end of April may see a relief in certain areas, but it could be August before really there's an all clear sign. And in this next 4 or 5 months, we have a great opportunity, he said, to eliminate the problems, a lot of the pollution problems that we have. The air already is noticeably cleaner over much of the planet. Satellites are verifying that. People, even though they have a dependency on their jobs, this is going to prove and create much more entrepreneurialism. The era of the big, big business is over. This guy says that big companies, careless companies, are giving way or will give way to smaller entities in almost every field, smaller businesses. And I thought that was pretty interesting to understand. And when you look, you know, when you get down to the nitty gritty, the ones that are lumbering along, we call this a bear market. They're lumbering like a big bear. They're trying to hold on. They want this bailout and that bailout. It doesn't make sense anymore. The world is going to change socially in that people are not wanting to stay in the big cities because they're going to see how dangerous it is to live in a big city. So the movement away from big city, we've had in the last 20 years a movement into the city and then sort of out of the city, and this will, because of the, the impact of being able to telecommute, to work from home, big companies, if they do exist, are going to cut costs by cutting office space because they won't need it. They figured out with at least 20 to 30% of the staff, they can function properly at home. So why do they have to pay for office space?
Yeah, well, back in the early 2000s, there was still the feeling that people had to be supervised, that managers wanted to have control over people. Plus, there was the corporate ego and prestige of having a big space a downtown area. We've got to be where the action is, where all the other companies with our business-to-business relationships, you know, can all be together in a center. But your futurist friend is not only right, he or she is not the only one saying this.
No, I don't think at all.
This is a paradigm shift. The decentralization of cities and corporations, that old thing we have come to learn to love and hate called the cubicle farm, where you have all these people sitting in their cubicles.
Yeah. Little mice running around.
Right. And show up at 8:30 or you lose your job. Yeah. That, I think, is over. Companies will see they can save a lot of money. And people are more responsible working from home today than they were 15, 20 years ago. People used to say, oh, if I was home, I'll be eating all day watching soap operas. I won't get my work done. People are working.
And you get fired.
Well, what's happening is that there's minute-to-minute accountability in the business world. And enlightened managers are judging their workers on productivity, not on
results,
being at your desk.
Yeah, right. The other thing, and maybe this we'll spend a minute talking about this before we have to pause, our own business, how we've seen life on the air change for so many people. We've been doing, explaining to people, if they don't know, that the work that I do, and when you and I think we talked about this last week or the week before, you're in Florida now, I'm in Boston, it sounds like we're in the same room, because we know how to do it. It's very interesting, kind of amusing almost, to listen to some of these people that are not used to doing it this way, but they're being forced to do it this way, and listen to them try to stumble their way through
here on the air. Shut up, spot.
Right. Yeah.
Ding dong.
All of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But and this is worth a comment as well, because we are so much a part, you've noticed that things have changed. You've been writing articles about this in Talkers Magazine that you can get at talkers.com. The difference in listenership, news talk radio listenership, is huge now. Podcasting, certain subjects have to do with this, is very big. What we're finding is that there's an interesting new dependence on the information, not necessarily how it's getting you, where it's coming from, but the big companies. You know, we saw a surge in three or four companies buying up a lot of radio stations, controlling the industry, and they were in trouble a couple of years ago, and they're all in trouble again. And I think that this is a new era for our business as well. I think the smaller companies, smaller ownership, the independent companies are going to come back. And I don't, you can comment or not as you see. I just feel that we're in a, it's the same in radio and television. Look at how these big companies have monopolized television, what you see, and the like think, and that people are seeing through that and they're PO'd about it.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt the radio industry is going through changes, and hopefully this coronavirus episode will help it toward having reinvention of some of its programming and a higher level of pertinence in society. Radio was considered, one of the big paradigms, one of the big icons of communications. If you go back to the 20th century, it was radio, television, movies, newspapers, books, magazines, and theater, Broadway. Now, it's all changing. And audio media that comes under the heading of a show with a platform that you could consider to have some type of stationality, a cultural center, if you will, is something that I certainly would like to see preserved into the new digital era. And that's the biggest challenge facing our business.
Well said. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here at 20 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
One of the things that I want to focus on, we talk a lot about how life is changing. And one of the items that I wanted to bring to your attention as we spend more time at home is how companies are dealing, some companies, automobile manufacturers, Michael, but I notice our friend at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, has changed the production in his plant to provide masks for hospitals, no longer making pillows and the other things that are ancillary to his business at MyPillow.com, but instead they're producing and providing masks for hospitals all around the country. They still want to help you get the best rest of your life. Maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and your pillows. I was talking on the air this week about washing and drying my pillows, because that's what you can do. It's very important to keep your pillows, your entire bedroom and bathroom clean, clean, clean. Wash the towels, wash the sheets. You can wash the My Pillows, that's for sure. The duvet covers, all of that stuff needs to be washed and cleaned all the time. So if you want to know how you can get in, if you haven't got your My Pillow yet, go to Listener Specials, the Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. And by the way, Mike Lindell, I mentioned him before, has written a book about his rags to riches story. It's a pretty interesting book. You get that plus $25 gift card in your next purchase when you buy My Pillows or some of the other things that are in the sale. They have a company-wide BOGO sale going on now. Excuse me, buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV to order. They'll finance everything over $200 if you'd like. But the bottom line is you're going to be healthier if you're sleeping in a healthy environment. So get the new material, keep it fresh and clean, wash it all the time. Use the promo code DJV when you're checking out at MyPillow.com. So the business about being alone, the business about what we're doing with our lives and how life may change, that certainly is part of this. The business about what goes on overseas. The G20 met this week, and nobody really is reporting on what they're talking about, because it seems that they're talking about what to do about China, because China has brought, with its action or inaction, whether it was purposeful or careless, has brought the world economy to its knees. So these countries have gotten together, they're doing doing what everybody else is doing, sort of telecommuting, if you will, and the anger that's directed toward the Chinese. And one wonders, you know, we've had stories here in America about people being disrespectful to Chinese people, the ignorance around that. It's not the Chinese people. It's the Chinese government. So how do we...
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
It is upsetting.
I have a lot of relationships with Chinese people, Chinese Americans, and know them well. And it's a serious issue. There are Chinese people living in America who've never been to China who are being discriminated against.
Well, same as the Japanese internment during World War II. A lot of people...
It's a very similar thing.
Yeah.
But it's very important for people to understand, you know, when the president said... He's calling it the Chinese virus. Oh, it's racism. That's not racism.
Not at all.
It started in China. We called it the Wuhan coronavirus when it first started. None of us even knew what Wuhan was.
Right.
It's a city as big as New York. And it shows you how... I have to be honest. I didn't know what Wuhan was.
Nope.
I thought maybe it's a small town, you know.
Yep.
And the misinformation that's come with it and all of the conspiracy theories that have a certain amount of connection to possible truth, you know. I'm being gentle here. The point is, it's the Communist Chinese Party, the Chinese Communist Party, that is the ones that... There's nothing wrong with calling it the communist virus. Because, people... And the American Chinese people are victims of this just as much as anybody else.
Yeah. But we've created it in a way, and so has the rest of the world, by buying so much stuff from China, giving them almost free rein in many product zones. So something certainly to be dealt with, that's for sure. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high-profile world leader testing positive for coronavirus. BBC News is reporting that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received positive test results. Meanwhile, the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases. As of yesterday's official briefing, the U.S. had more than 82,000 cases. That passes both Italy and China. More than 1,100 people have died in this country, most of them with underlying health issues. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to get final approval in the U.S. House after unanimous approval on Wednesday by the U.S. Senate. The measure would include one-time payments of $1,200 for millions of Americans and expanded unemployment benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Continuing on now, another half hour of conversation with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week, the countdown of the top 10 stories, top 10 people. We've been through the list already, and now its impact on all of us, some of the items in there, celebrities who have coronavirus, Tom Hanks, Prince Charles, Idris Elba, and this fellow who we all recognize, but nobody knows his name, named Blum, I believe, the actor, 69 years old, who was big in television, movies, on Broadway, very popular actor. As soon as you see his picture, you recognize him. He's become one of the victims of this. And look around, we all know the victims. I guess the word victim and how we describe it, how we define it, Michael, the people who lose their lives or who get it, they're victims, but if you're losing your job because of this, you're a victim as well. Look at the numbers, and I'm not much for, you know, numbers themselves, but if you look at the unemployment numbers this week, that certainly is a story in and of itself, isn't it? That's part of number one.
The unemployment figures are off the charts, literally. We've never seen anything like this. By and large, all of the channels of relief and dealing with this type of thing are just being overwhelmed. overwhelmed. We don't know what the results of this are going to be. You know, if it was up to me, I would pass a law saying nobody should have to pay any bills, nobody should charge anybody anything.
Right. The smart companies are doing that.
Just
you got
stop.
Another 3 months? Yeah, the smart companies are doing that. I'm looking at the numbers here around the country, 148,000 here in Massachusetts where I am, 378,000 out of work in Pennsylvania. Surprisingly, in New York, it's only 80,000. In Michigan, 129. You look at these numbers, pretty stark, unless you go out to the Midwest, where there are only 1,000 people who have lost their jobs in South Dakota, places like that. But the virus hasn't really even affected, but that's farmland.
Well, yeah, so, the virus has more impact where there are more people. The virus lives off of contagion by jumping from host to host.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it dies. And obviously, there are going to be less cases of it and the resulting unemployment in places like North Dakota than there is in Seattle or Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Boston. I mean, these
That's
are
why
places,
those places will change. I think as much as anything else. Yep.
I don't believe this is the case, or they won't. Or everything will go right back to the way it was as soon as this is over, the way so many things do. There always is that possibility. I don't believe that's the case this time around.
Well, look at how people are shopping differently. Instacart hires 300,000 shoppers to meet the demands, the surge in orders, people calling and saying, please go get me this. They use Uber and Lyft to get people, the Instacart shoppers, to the stores. They're all part-time employees. I think many more people would be contract employees, that kind of stuff. There's much more of that, and that'll change the way people get health insurance and the way people get, taken care of. The old ways of having a job and having health insurance and that sort of stuff, poof, out the window. And technology's on the front lines here. It's amazing.
No question. Changes in technology make changes in sociology. Our entire social structure as human beings has always been directly influenced by our technology. Mm. And the changes in technology were already changing our sociology. But as I said earlier, I think in 10 weeks, 10 months, we're going to be 10 years ahead of where we would have been otherwise. Ahead meaning in terms of evolution. We'll be 10 years ahead as a result of all of this. Like World War II created changes in technology that forever changed life.
Yep.
The same thing has happened.
Well, that's where the Internet came from, is the Army. Mm-hmm. They wanted to have connection. The interstate highway system came from the Army. Eisenhower wanted, they call it the Eisenhower Interstate System, because he, being a veteran of war, saw how in Europe, the roadways connected people and made it easier to get supplies around. We didn't have that in America. So in the 50s, the interstate system exploded across. And then there was huge amounts of money being spent. Federal government, always everybody looks to the federal government. But at some point, one of the stories is going to be, how in the name of heaven are we going to pay all of this debt back? And the Chinese don't have any money, so who are we borrowing? Where are we getting this dough?
I have zero comprehension of how that works.
I haven't either.
I have no comprehension of what trillion or $2 trillion in debt means. I mean, you talk to different economists and you get different answers. I don't think anybody knows. I don't think anybody.
What answers have you gotten?
Well, I've had answers that we're doomed. Or debt is just a...
oh, hooray!
Yeah.
What do you mean, Michael?
What's going to happen? We're doomed! But also that debt is just a figment of our imagination.
Number on a piece of paper.
I've had people who advised me in my life, be in debt! Debt is good! It gives you motivation to work harder.
That's true. There is a truth to that.
I mean, there's all ways of looking at it, but I don't think any... Look, all economists, they become very smart after the fact.
Well, the reason that happened was because of confidence in the market.
It really is... It really is a matter of emotion. The psychology and emotion of wealth, of what we consider to be goods, services, wealth, money, the symbol.
Freedom.
You know, money is a symbol. Money does not equate to wealth. You know, we believe that the dollars in our wallets have some type of wealth, and it's only based upon a social contract of how we trust each other and have belief in the system. But I've always believed, ultimately, there's nobody driving the bus. And we're sort of like those birds you see in a big flock. You see thousands of birds, and all of a sudden, on a dime, they all switch, and they go into a different direction.
Like, yeah.
How the hell did they do that?
That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, we as human beings are sort of like those birds in a flock. There's a force that we follow that nobody really is causing that to happen. When I used to do mornings in New York radio, and I'd drive in before the city came to life and the sun is coming up, and I'd go on the air at 6 o'clock, and then I'd see, you know, the garbage trucks coming in, the people and the deliveries and the traffic coming in, and all of this, thousands and thousands of people involved in their activities. Who's running this circus? Nobody. There's a collective consciousness that makes things happen. Back to the economy, it really operates through kind of almost a supernatural form of communication between human beings and how they feel.
To go back to what we were talking about earlier in terms of where this is going, I believe, my spiritual beliefs are that we have, that there certainly is a power greater than we are, whatever you call it, spirit, God, universal intelligence, whatever. There is something behind all of this, and I think that's part of what you see when Mother Nature protects herself, as in this circumstance. Mother Nature is tired of all of the plastic and all the pollution and all the things that are affecting her well-being. So this is a way, also, there are people who make a good argument that this is a way of correcting that, course correction. And then there are people who have kind of lost their ability because of all the devices to communicate with one another, and you see all the time now board games are being used that weren't used ever before. You get Christmas presents, you dig them out. Oh, wow. Look at this. We've never played this game.
And so there's a reason for it. Can you? I would rather, you know, take me out and shoot me than have to play one of those.
All right. What are you and Bernadette doing?
Nothing different than we ever do. Yeah. I sometimes, I've been known not to come out of my cave for 5-6 days in a row, even during good times. I'm a wired person. I live, you know, in the... I'm into all this technology. I have many conversations all day long with people all around the world.
Yeah.
And to me, psychologically, you and I are in the same room right now talking. I don't need to look at you and smell you to be in communication.
I don't want to smell you.
Yeah, but it could be a very, very frightening experience. But you know, I'll become like Howard Hughes. I'll have long fingernails.
All right, so I'm gonna spend 1 minute talking about you and me. You unearthed.
What do you think of me?
Video. This is really actually pretty compelling. I posted this. I don't know if you posted it.
When you
sent it to me, I posted it on my Facebook, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. There's a video. It's about 90 minutes. It's a long one. But it was recorded on C-SPAN when Michael and I and a lady from Los Angeles who does. Who did talk radio there. She was quite good at it for a while. She now runs a PR agency. Anyway, we all were interviewed by Brian Lamb on C-SPAN in 1992.
Journalist Roundtable.
Yeah. And to look at us then, her name was Gail Hemingway. Carol Hemingway.
Carol Hemingway.
To look at them, that video then, and to listen to us now, it really is, you know, 28 years later, very interesting. So for those of you who follow this program, you may want to listen to that video. You should post it to Talkers, too.
Well, you know, it's so weird. Back when that video first came, I have about 36 shows on C-SPAN in their library. I did about 30, something like that. When we did that show back in 1992, and I remember seeing the video of it, I was horrified by what I looked like. I was, oh, my gosh. And now I look at it and go, oh, my God.
Look wow, at how, you look good then.
Look at how handsome I was.
Amazing, isn't it? People were teasing.
Well, don't you notice that with photos, whenever you take a photo, you always say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how old I am.
That's me.
And then 6 months, a year, 2 years later, you look at it and go, wow, I look so young.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's called the second law of thermodynamics. Everything just falls up. Everything turns to you-know-what in time.
Well, it is. Listen, people say I don't look any different now except for the brown hair versus the white hair. I don't know that that's true.
No, you've always been somewhat of a god. You know, you have movie star looks.
Me,
I'm kind of a schlepper.
What's the name of that picture in the attic? Dorian's
the picture of Dorian Gray.
Exactly.
Kurt Hatfield played that part in the movies, and that was a scary movie when it went down and the picture became all ugly.
Awful. Yeah. It's time to, speaking of being ugly, to march your way into good health by getting your weight to the optimum number. Health, health, health. This event that we're going through right now is going to make us much more conscious of our health, along with many other things. So I give to you this process that we've been talking about on my various programs for years from a company called Calitrin. It's the weight loss formula that has no stimulants in it, that has no drugs in it. It's available now at toploss.com with a special caveat. You buy three, you'll get three free. Buy four, you get four free, as many as you want. And they give you a payment plan, like everybody else who's smart today. You want to buy something, you need a service or a product, then you pay for it over time, and they give you a while to pay for it. That's what is happening with Calitrin, to encourage people to get into the healthy weight loss program that defines your health and well-being. So go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, you'll not pay any shipping, and you'll buy three and get three free. It's really quite the important way for you to address something that you know, many of you, you know you're going to lose weight. You know you have to be more practical. So let's get healthy and stay healthy. This is the time to do it. Use Calitrin to lose the weight. The toploss.com website asks you for a code. Use DJV and get on the program to lose your weight and keep it off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. All right, so Michael, the presidential race, number four this week on the countdown, 30 seconds on why we're not seeing much of Joe Biden.
Joe Biden makes occasional appearances on CNN and falls all over his tongue. He seems very bizarre. I think he's got cabin fever. Bernie's still hanging in there. And there's a movement afoot in the Democratic Party, and I'm taking it very seriously, to draft Andrew Cuomo as the Democratic nominee.
Really?
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of airtime. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's one of those people rising to the occasion, whether you like him or not. And, sort of the way, Giuliani did in New York after 9/11.
Right. I'd rather see Bloomberg, but then that's me. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious
Gene
feel, and I'm
who recognizes
happy.
That voice beside me? Well, Chucker knows because he's a movie buff. Gene Kelly with Debbie Reynolds. Who else was in Singing in the Rain, Chucker? You remember?
Donald O'Connor.
Ah, right. Donald O'Connor was in it. Was that the movie he walked on the ceiling? Is that Singing in the Rain?
Yes.
It was. Okay. See? I remember some of this silly stuff. All right. So why are we paying tribute to one of the most fabulous? This had to have won a bunch of Oscars. Didn't it? And its time was it 53, 54, somewhere in there?
52. This day in film history, March 27, 1952, Singing in the Rain premiered in New York City at Radio City Music Hall. It is a, to me, I did a revival of this film on the big screen a couple times here in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, with big crowds, and it holds up beautifully. It is a true classic, highly enjoyable, and they don't make movies like that anymore. We'd go for this film, you know, for whatever reason, people in this culture now in 2020, somewhat have a problem with people breaking out in song and dance, but it certainly worked back in this time. I still think it works personally. I still love movie musicals.
Well, the Mary Poppins revival movie was about that kind of thing. Yeah, there's a lot of
Greatest Showman was a different type of musical, but it was a big hit, so that's always a good.
That was a surprise
pick.
Too. I remember you were kind of surprised that Hugh Jackman would be as good as he was in that role. He was
great in that movie. Yeah. And that's one of those films that had a soft opening at the box office, but word of mouth caught on, and it wound up doing extremely well. I got one other interesting story, Doug. This day in movie history, again, March 27th, in 1973, Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather won the Oscar for Best Picture, and also Marlon Brando won the Oscar for Best Actor. Interesting moment in Oscar history. Roger Moore was the presenter. He reads Marlon Brando's name. Marlon Brando does not go up on stage. He's not there. Instead, he sends up a American Indian woman named Little Feather, who begins to not accept the Oscar from Roger Moore.
Wasn't Elizabeth Warren?
No, it was not. It was not. but she goes on to read a long speech about the treatment of American Indians in general and also in film. One of the most unusual moments in the history of the Academy Awards, to say the least.
One of the things as a result of...
I still think, though, the most unusual moment, well, you know, the streaker incident with David Niven was quite unusual. Yeah. But also, I still think a few years ago when Warren Beatty announced the wrong winner for the Oscar, he read La La Land, it was Moonlight. I still think that will go down as the most bizarre and craziest, actually saddest moment in the history of Oscars. There's been some doozies indeed.
Kind of. Steve Harvey had the same problem when he was doing Miss America or Miss Universe or whatever it was. So there have been a couple of actors who have been lost because of this fellow, was it Michael Blum, B-L-U-M? I mean, maybe it wasn't, his first name was Michael. If you saw him, nobody knows his name. But when you see him, you instantly recognize him from lots of movies, Desperately Seeking Susan, hundreds of television shows, Broadway plays. He worked incessantly, but he must have had, whether he was a smoker or not, I didn't get that out of the story yet, but he died at the age of 69. Because his immune system and his lungs function stopped. So that was
wow. What state did he die in?
New York. He's a New Yorker.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that kind of fits. And then there's this actress, Evangeline Lilly, who last week got a lot of it in the neck because she was pretty arrogant about the virus and I'm going to do what I want to do and if you don't like it.
Yeah, I heard that. I saw that.
And
yeah.
Now she's apologized for that. And there's, you know, I guess she's worried about her career. Who knows what she's worried about?
She was in the TV show Lost. I like her. She's very appealing. And she's also plays the Wasp in the Ant-Man movies for Marvel.
Yeah, right. No, I think she's very appealing. But just as, you know, where are we in terms of movie production week to week, television production?
Yeah.
There's nothing being done anywhere. And the movie theaters are shut down. Does this... You know, I think there's going to be. I was talking to a futurist this week who said the world's going to be different. By the time we get through the end of the summer, the country, the world's going to be a whole lot different than it was. And so, does that bother you in terms of what you are used to doing with your free time, going to the movies, that kind of stuff?
I think it bothers everybody. I mean, I think the American health as a whole is going to be taxed here because, you know, I said to somebody yesterday, and I got to say, it feels to me like you're waiting out a blizzard, except the blizzard only lasts one day or night. This is going to go on and on, and that does strain the mind on many different levels.
Thank you. That's interesting perspective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.